say, I am addicted to pornography, I'm addicted to masturbation. Prayer fasting does not break porn addiction or masturbation addiction. Masturbation and pornography is as a result of the exercise of senses, senses of the eyes and senses of the body. If you have been going to the gym and now you have shape, you have six pack, you have muscles, how did you get it? Exercise. So just stop going to the gym, you will demuscle. A pastor can pray for you and the spirit will leave you. You can cast out the spirit, but as far as the body is used to that exercise of watching, it still wants to do it. Any addiction you are used to, there's an altar there, because you personally built that altar there of masturbation and the pornography. It's only you that will destroy it. Nobody can help you out. When someone says, God, deliver me from masturbation, deliver me from pornography, there's a pain that flesh will go through. Target the hour you feel it, that moment where the body feel like exercising it. It's the same time there you address it. In Matthew 26, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. There's a denier to build an altar. If you don't break it that time, it will continue. He said, after you finish doing it, you don't say, oh God, forgive me, start regretting, it's late. Target the hour you feel it. That is the hour to defeat it. All spirits have hour of visitation. Mark them, mark the hour. You'll be able to stop them. The same hour you feel, you play worship song. Now you force yourself to pray. Now you force yourself to read your Bible. What you don't do in that hour.